Good afternoon. Before we begin this public meeting, we would like to make a few reminders and recognize the following board members in attendance. We have Nicole Cottle. We have Doug Smith. We have Dustin Graybaugh. We have Dallin Kutcher. We have Ray Whitchurch. And we are excusing Max Covey and Eric Hales today. Board members, we ask that you indicate your name before commenting or making a motion for the public record. If you're a Zoom attendee and need to present an agenda item, our staff will promote you as a panelist. A pop-up on your screen will appear, and then please click Join as Panelist. If you are presenting, please have your camera on. If you would like to make a comment during the public hearing portion of the meeting, please use the raise hand functionality, and a staff member will unmute you when it is appropriate. With those reminders, I'll turn the floor over to Chair Nicole Cottle to conduct today's meeting.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for being here, DRC, and all of our wonderful staff and anyone else that's joining us today. The first order of business is consideration of the March 18th, 2025 meeting minutes. I'll turn it to the DRC for conversation or a motion.
This is Dallin Kutcher. I'll make that motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you. Is there a second?
This is Ray Whitchurch. I'll second.
Okay, great. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, that motion carries. We'll go on to item number two from our agenda, which is consideration of Lot 24 Temporary Skier Services Site Plan. We'll start with our staff report presented by Rob Donegan, and then we'll move through the process. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and welcome, DRC members. I'm excited to be here today. Let me share my screen with you real quick to discuss a very simple project that hopefully doesn't require any waivers. So the project that's before us today is located on Lot 24, just southwest of the skier services complex, just on the south end of the ski beach. You guys can see my screen, right?
Just to confirm.
All right, great. Thank you. So again, and directly west of the Cormont development, southwest of the MWR Hotel that you're familiar with. The project that is before us is a temporary skier services site plan for this lot that is proposed to be in place for two ski seasons. So if you see the site plan in front of you, you can see the white rectangle kind of centered in that gray space there is the proposed temporary building. As you can see on the south side of that structure, there is a vehicular drop-off, including an ADA parking stall there as well. There is proposed pavement around the building. The north side of the building will be for outdoor eating. As far as uses for the building, there will be sales uses, rentals, ski storage, retail, and then food and beverage as well. In addition to ticketing, obviously. This facility here also has a paved trail that goes on the west side of the building, as you can see, and then loops down to the ski terminal that's right here. It's not existing yet. It's actually the foundations are being installed currently, so soon to be existing. The applicant has submitted all the drawings required. Staff has reviewed them. There are some minor engineering comments that we'll work through during the infrastructure permit process. Just to give you a look at what the architecture looks like. Again, it's a sprung structure. One of the concerns that staff had as we were reviewing it is as you enter and exit the building, would there be snow protection as you go in and out of the building? So as you can see, the doorways have these canopies above them that would hopefully shed that snow as it slides off the greater roof on either side of the entries. And then some exterior renderings of what that building again will look like. So the applicant is asking for site plan approval for this temporary facility. Staff recommends to the DRC approve the Lot 24 Temporary Skier Services Facility site plan, subject to two conditions being met or completed. The first one, and this is obviously at the discretion of the DRC, giving them the approved site plan for a time period of approval for 2 years from the issuance of occupancy permit. And then, like I said before, the second one just being that all final engineering comments are addressed and signed off by the MIDA review engineer during the infrastructure permit process. So pretty straightforward. With that, I'll turn it back over to you, Madam Chair.
Hey, thank you. Do we have any questions from the DRC members for staff before we go to the applicant?
Rob, this is Doug. Did you say what the square footage was? I missed it if you did.
The building, per my calculations, is approximately 7,200 square feet.
Okay.
Hey, great.
That doesn't include, if you can see my hand there, that doesn't include the covered canopy that will come out the east side of the building. It's just that white footprint that you see there.
Okay.
Richard?
I just thought, and maybe Rob mentioned this and I missed it, but I just thought I'd mention that this replaces the previous temporary ski services build or a trailer that was approved by the DRC for use this last season.
That is correct. Great. Thanks, Richard.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Any other DRC members have questions of staff before we go to Mike Walker, the applicant? Okay, let's turn the time over to Mike, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll just pull up. Everyone can see my screen okay?
Yes.
Yes.
So thank you, Rob, for the great run through. Just like you said, this will be a temporary skier service providing basically the gateway to the ski experience here at Deer Valley East Village while the village area skier service facility is being built. It will be you're correct, 7,000 square foot footprint of a sprung structure. It does have a mezzanine level for employee back of house space, which I'll get in total of 8,000 square feet. This is kind of a little bit of a more colorful rendering. This is what Rob was speaking of. The coolers system will be, so both freezer and walk-in cooler for the food and beverages will be placed out here. It's 10 feet from the building because of the these are geared to shed all snow off the edge, so it's to keep that from coming down into the walk path. So 10 feet off the building, covered, unconditioned space. The drop-off that was described will be two lanes, so they'll have the shuttle drop-off that comes from the parking lot, similar to what we did this season at the temporary facility, and then a lane for 5-minute drop-offs for ski school and obviously ADA. Now, the hope is that in the first year, all traffic will be going through the drop-off. And the second year, it looks as though the schedule will allow for the plaza surface to be available, and the drop-off will go as planned for the village area, up the escalator and then walk on. Just kind of run through the services and operating hours. So this will be through for the 25 and 26 ski seasons. It'll be running 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. during those from opening day on the East Village to closing day. Floor plan and run through of kind of what's going on in the building. You have your ticketing counter, similar to what was set up at the Skier Services temporary trailer this year. You'll have full rental availability, boots, skis, poles, and what they call basket check. So if you're going to leave your boots behind or gloves or whatever you're going to leave behind, the ski corral will be up front. That is the ski valet. People can leave their skis, check them overnight. We'll have two restrooms, male and female. And then ski patrol will be more of a holding area. The, as we discussed with Wasatch County Fire, on snow pickups with ambulance will still be at the roundabout. And then this will be for ambulatory patients or a first aid. The food and beverage will be a pretty standard grill options with your Deer Valley options, burgers, chilies, soups, salads. Approximately 90 seats in interior with about 125 exterior seats. I'll kind of go through that layout. And then the mezzanine will just be employee break room and mechanical room. This does show a little bit better on this rendering the extended canopy that we added for those side entrances. And then kind of a look and feel for the exterior. We have the option to pull back a food truck, so that what they're calling the chicken shack. So we'll be able to supplement the grill and restaurant that is interior, but it will have a exterior bar cart, food truck, and then this kind of exterior seating vibe, if you will. And like I said, in year two, it is assumed that the plaza surface will be here and you'll be able to enter the site from this side as well. Year one, all drop-offs, and you'll have to walk to avoid the construction fencing. You'll walk up and around to the gondola into the ski beach. That pretty much covers everything. Any questions?
Mike, will this be open in the summer for mountain biking or not yet?
Not yet. There still isn't a plan for mountain bike operations in the summer from the side. It won't be running.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. Any other questions from the DRC to Mike or to staff? Okay, Ashley, do we have anyone else with their hand raised?
I don't see any hands raised in the panelists or attendees.
Okay, great. We'll take it back to the DRC then for additional discussion or a motion.
The DRC can approve this as a temporary use. It's not a recommendation. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Richard.
I was just going to say the same thing you just said, Nicole.
Yes, sir.
This is Doug. I'll make a motion that we approve the temporary site plan for the day skier services building, including the exterior seating and all the other aspects of it.
Hey, thank you. Is there a second?
This is Dustin. I'll go ahead and second that.
Okay, thank you, Dustin. We'll do all in favor. Please say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay, that motion carries. We'll move on to a place we got too fast. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, roll that motion carries. Thank you so much for being here. Everybody have a great day.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. It's 2:14 and we're adjourned.